I was reading recently about an interesting side effect of the current lockdown, comfort eating. It seems that more and more people are trying to cope with the stress or the boredom or the general dissatisfaction of being contained within their home day after day by distracting themselves through snacking throughout the day, or grazing in the larder, spending time online ordering different foods, or perhaps spending time in the kitchen, experimenting with different recipes and so on. And it made me think about a teaching that Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche has given many times, and which we would find, for example, in his book, How to Transform Your Life, about the way in which desirous attachment, or as Venerable Geshe calls it, uncontrolled desire, can take over our mind and force us to act in what are basically irrational ways. Desirous attachment, or uncontrolled desire, is a deluded state of mind. In How to Transform Your Life, Venerable Geshe says, it sees its object of desire as intrinsically good and as a true source of happiness. He says, if we have a strong craving to eat chocolate, chocolate appears to be intrinsically desirable. However, once we have eaten too much of it, I start to feel sick. It no longer seems so desirable and may even appear repulsive. This shows that in itself, chocolate is neither desirable nor repulsive. It is the deluded mind of attachment that projects all kinds of pleasurable qualities onto its object of desire and then relates to them as if they really did possess those qualities. So if we find ourselves craving something, and of course not just food, we develop desirous attachment with respect to many objects of desire, music, places, and of course other people. When we feel this craving developing in our mind, we should try to look at our mind and see what's going on there. The mind is basically exaggerating. It's projecting onto the object of desire properties that it does not actually possess. Seeing the chocolate, for example, as intrinsically good and as a true source of happiness. If we have wisdom, we will know there is nothing outside our mind that is a true source of happiness. Happiness is a mental phenomenon, and its cause is inside the mind. There's nothing outside the mind that can make us happy. We may, for example, experience a few moments of worldly pleasure when the chocolate first lands on our tongue and we experience some pleasant feelings or pleasant sensations. But this pleasure, it is not happiness. It's superficial, fleeting, and eventually turns into suffering. It is not what we would call pure, lasting happiness. So what is it that is deluded about this mind of attachment, this uncontrolled desire, craving chocolate? Well, we can see that our mind is not in reality because we are seeing the chocolate as something that's going to make us happy, whereas in fact it cannot. We're seeing the chocolate as if it possesses qualities, good qualities that make it intrinsically pleasant, intrinsically desirable, whereas it does not. We're hallucinating. We're fooling ourselves. In truth, whatever desirable qualities we see in anything is a projection of our mind. It doesn't exist out there in the object itself. Geshe says, all delusions function like this, projecting onto the world their own distorted version of reality, and then relating to this projection as if it were true. So next time we find ourselves under the influence of desirous attachment, have some perhaps even just mild craving for something, this is the time to look at our mind, and we will see that all these pleasant properties that we see in the chocolate are just projections from my mind. As Geshe says, we know chocolate's not intrinsically pleasant, because if it were, the more chocolate we ate, the happier we would be, whereas the opposite is the case. But we're seeing what is in fact a projection of our mind as if it were an actual property of the object. So this is delusion. This is delusion. We're out of touch with reality. We're seeing something out there that does not exist. In his book, Joyful Path of Good Fortune, Venerable Geshe-la says, the human world is said to be in the desire realm because we are particularly afflicted with desirous attachment. We all suffer from innate desirous attachment, and we find it very hard to remove from our mind attachment to attractive objects of the senses. Even while we are dreaming, we never forget desirous attachment. From this we understand that desirous attachment is very deeply ingrained, especially what we call innate desirous attachment. It's there from the beginning of our life. We brought it from our previous life. If we think of the mind as like a piece of cloth that's dirty in some sense, some of our delusions are like dust in the cloth that can easily be removed by washing. But desirous attachment is like oil that has soaked into the cloth, into the fabric of the cloth, and is much more difficult to remove. So we're not going to stop desirous attachment quickly. We're not going to remove it overnight from our mind. But what we can do is to begin to see it in action in our mind and to learn how it functions and to learn to counteract that automatic reflex that we have to see the object itself as intrinsically desirable by using our wisdom to see that in fact whatever desirable properties I see there are just projections of my mind, and they're exaggerations because my mind is under the influence of an unpeaceful mind, a delusion. And then by training in meditation, even just simple breathing meditation, we can see how it's possible to develop, to create a feeling of happiness from within the mind without needing to rely upon any external circumstances whatsoever. From that inner peace, there comes a different quality of happiness, a different quality of contentment, which is far superior to the fleeting worldly pleasure we experience by engaging in objects of desire. Over time, this experience of inner peace becomes deeper and deeper, and the happiness becomes purer and purer and more lasting. And we can see how actually we don't need to rely at all upon external objects for our happiness. We can create our happiness from within.